Hey, can you hear me now?
There you go.
Okay, awesome. Just a moment. I'm going to have you a lot better now.
All right.
Okay. You know, the hard things that she sounds is that we can overcome. He has millions of views on YouTube. His name is Darren. Darren, can you introduce yourself and say what your passions are? Yes, can you tell me what is one of your favorite mottos?
What's one of my passions and favorite mottos?
Yes, sir.
So I'm Darren. I'm a voiceover artist. And this is my studio where I send out voiceovers all over the world. So I do adverts for radio, TV, when you're walking around supermarkets or your local store. You'll hear me trying to sell you. I don't know. I've just read an advert for a commercial here.
Awesome.
Yeah, so I do lots of voiceovers for animations, TV, radio, as I've said. What's my favorite motto? I don't know if I've got a favorite motto. Maybe just to say yes to things in life and put your things out, get yourself out of your comfort zone, and just to go things, take opportunities that come to you. I had the privilege of
how did you get on the show?
Got Talent.
How did you get on the show?
So in the UK, I should imagine it's the same in the US. You can either audition for Britain's Got Talent, which I should imagine the vast majority of people do. There's researchers looking at the internet. And they contacted me about the video.
Let's pick up from here. Please tell me about your passions and what you're motivated by when you wake up in the morning.
What am I motivated by? Well, just doing the best job that I can, really. I'm passionate about my job. I love doing voiceovers. And to try and better myself every day. Every day I can get better and better. Health-wise, fitness-wise, work-wise. Just to try and better myself every day.
I love it. Yeah, so many people focus on the passions only, but they don't do anything health-wise. You know, they just, because like I had a friend, she is like, works in the media as a producer and also, you know, some TV work, but she got sick and she got rushed to the emergency room because she wasn't staying active. And you having the right mindset and balance is the key to life. And I love that you have that balance. And because, like, you know, so many people forget about the health side, but taking care of yourself is the most important thing in life. You know, like, you know, it's not like a small thing to look over. Like, so it's so easy to get focused, you know, on like what a talent someone has. But I mean, I love that you have the right mindset to stay focused on the balance, which is, you know,
my job is quite sedentary. You see, this is my studio where I work, and so I spend a lot of the day sitting down at my desk or standing up to do my voiceovers. So if I don't get out and walk or run or do a workout, which I do every day, I'll end up looking like a donut. So that's not going to happen. I have to do something every day.
Yeah, you don't want that. It sounds like a great theme motto. And what is the one of your favorite impressions that you do?
One of my favorite impressions, I'm trying to think of someone that your audience would know. Probably Gordon Ramsay. I like doing Gordon Ramsay. I voiced a few radio adverts pretending to be him. So that's quite good. They like that when I did it in Scott Talent.
Can you do it?
Gordon's quite funny because he's got quite a few voices. He's got the voice where he's explaining when he's cooking. That's one thing. And you take the egg and crack them on the bowl. Look at that. Beautiful. And that is amazing. Yeah. So that's, and then because the exasperated when things aren't going right. Hey, look at that. Can't we get anything? Why? And then the, oi, big boy, look at me. Yes, young man. So it's got like three different voices. But I quite like the boy. Ah, he does when he's cooking.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a character. Yeah, like I watch his work, and it's very, very fascinating what he does. And very, like, you know, sick on the other, and his people. And, yeah, you sound just like him. I love it. You know, it's great to be, you know, focused and, like, do the best job you can. And, like, you know, some of the commercials that you did, that you've done?
Right, that's a good question. So I do a lot of radio adverts. Today I did an in-store advert from a store called Morrison's advertising Greek yogurt. The script is up there. I had a producer rang me up and they wanted me to sing. You know the can-can? So I had to advertise. I don't know what it was. I think it's for a builder's. So I had to sing that, and I'm waiting for the script to voice the announcer bit in that. That's going on radio. I've advertised for Burger King, McDonald's, KFC, a lot of the major channels, TV, Nickelodeon, Disney. I've done a lot of kids' toys. So in this country, when you advertise a kids' toy, you end up smiling, talking like this. Crazy Claw, it's the new thing that all the family will love.
Yeah, I love it. You know, this. Yes, I love giving back to the kids as well and doing things for, like, the kids. And yes, like the toys, the kids' toys. And,
no, I'm giving back to myself because it's worth a lot of money. Yeah, <that's>
that too, you know. It's just great doing you love and, you know, being rewarded for it. That's like, you can't go wrong with that. I can totally relate. Like, that's what I try to do. I try to focus on enjoying the passion and, you know, and the reward from this. So, like, where can my audience find you at? How can they contact you?
So I'm on, I do a lot of stuff on TikTok. And my TikTok is my handle, at Darren Altman. That's on TikTok. On Instagram, it's at Darren Altman _VO, voiceover. So at Darren Altman _VO. They're the sort of main channels, YouTube, obviously, but TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube really are the big ones.
Awesome.
And I'm always uploading like behind the scenes videos, my voiceover work, and some celebrity missions. So, yeah, people can find me on social media.
That's great. That's great. Hear that, everyone? Yes. Contact him and you'll love his work. Reach out to him for any new work to have. And I thank you, everyone, for your time. Things, 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 things the story matters.
Now, 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 now Superstar O here with Victorious Marcus and a hit.
Here with Grammy One Timberland Sci-Fi Project Superstar O. Yeah, I'm Victorious anyway. Yeah, I'm Victorious anyway.
Thank you. Peace, masterpiece, and universal music group.
Some real reliable issues that will last for a lifetime. Well, February is the Tech In with Bonnie Hopkins. This is revolutionary, the way they say that still hype.
Like Jesus said, that angel. to do anything if you are a pessimist fool.
Make the money flip.
Don't hey, congratulate.
Unstoppable, unstoppable.
Will be heard, whether you like it or not. better picking on the innocent. Bright night, someone who needs to be saved. Oh, we'll be right back.
A big one. I'm all about good health and natural ways of remedies, like, you know, stretching or like for my back, if I had like a lower back, or also the chiropractor, because it's natural and it does not involve surgeries. And there's surgeries are dangerous, like that's only like should be like a last resort, but you can get your back, if you any type of back disorder you have, I highly recommend a chiropractic doctor, Dr. Charles Hopkins. I've come a long way. I have come from years of rejection and even years of poverty and so experience of all types of racism, bigotry, lies, and I've overcome it with God on my side to 21 billion media views from features on movies like the Hannah Montana movie, the Hannah Montana show on Disney, to I also work with her on a movie called Yesterday, which is number one on Netflix, to many other movies and TV shows. I've also worked on Demi Lovato on Sunny with a Chance. And my latest movie that I was on is called Apex, and it's featuring Tiesto. I performed in a belly dance on that movie. I'm thankful for every good opportunity from the TV shows that I've been on, and I'm also on the IMD movies that database, the Victorious Marcus, aka Marcus Hopkins. And I'm thankful that I attended the same school of performing arts as Beyonce knows at Wells Middle School. And I won awards by Bella Caroli for my acrobatics or gymnastics. I won gold medals for that. And the way I was able to do that, I had to go through rejection as well. And, winning that, and at first I can only do basics, and I got rejected my sixth grade year, but that's the summer I got very determined, and I taught myself how to do it the most advanced first, and I got so good that I was able to win the honor award at the Karate Camp. After I got accepted into Wells Middle School, I came back strong, tended. When I got accepted into Wells, that same summer, I got accepted into the Junior Olympics as well. I went in the, because my brother and I, we were flipping at a park, and the Junior Olympic coach was there, and he was he invited us over to practice. It was a track and field practice. So I went there, and to make a long story short, I broke records. So during that same year, it was the many ups and downs that I know God works in the, I know God works in mysterious ways that where it led me to where I am today, the many failures and the setbacks. I've come back with a greater comeback over the years I've also experienced racism, bigotry and bullying, and each time when I was bullied, falsely accused, because the devil's a liar, and even when I was falsely accused, I just kept pouring even more so into my gifts, because I believe with God, everything is possible. So I'm thankful that I have my own TV and radio show today, because, I'm thankful that I'm doing something right, signing with the Universal Music Group Distribution. And I'm thankful to have 23 awards for many things. I want to use my platform to reach the world and make a positive difference for everyone to treat others how they want to be treated. I'm doing something right with 21 billion media views. And, the devil is a liar. And I'm thankful to God for the victory over all the lying devil, because, God says, greater is he that's in me than he that is in the world. Because the devil's going to lie and from racism on all sides. And the devil has been around from the beginning. But the devil meant for evil, God turns for my good. From chains to, blacks came over in the U.S. In chains. And for hundreds of years of oppressed, and it's really tough that it happened. But even though racism has been, it hasn't even been over 100 years that racism has been over. But some residuals are still there. Donald Trump is almost 100. He's almost 80 years old. But all in all, don't let anyone bring us back to slavery times. You can never judge a book by its cover. I heard him talking about Kamala Harris' race. It was funny, and he's the Antichrist. He needs to take responsibility for his actions. But because of the things that he's been promoting, I've been feeling it, It has been bringing us back to more racism that I've experienced in my life. Enough is enough. But just Rosa Parks told her to sit in the back of the bus. She refused. And because they were trying to bully her. And this bullying is getting out of control. But anyway, the story about Rosa Parks. She refused, and she became a civil rights activist. That helped us. That has helped a lot today. That has been a great inspiration. And it helped get our first black president. We still have a long way to go. I heard that, Donald Trump was saying all this racist stuff. It's not good to, racism, the way I say it, zero tolerance for racism. Bigotry, bullying, hate. Jesus says, do unto others as you have them do unto you. I really look up to what he says in the Word of God in the Bible. God knows the truth, and the truth will set you free. So let's work together in love and unity, and treat others how you want to be treated, and help those in need. And thank you so much, especially God.